Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the ninth perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph and Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. In the end of last perek in Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah quoted a machlokus regarding a kli cheres, regarding an earthenware vessel, and how much of it would make a person liable for carrying for hotzah on Shabbos. We said it was a machlokus, a three machlokus, but at least two of the opinions was Rabbi Meir, who said that it's enough to carry a coal off a fire. Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion that it's enough to carry and hold a revius of water, and the both of them used a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, not as a proof necessarily to their opinion, to their position, but as a nice remez, as a nice hint to what their opinions are. With this in mind, the next four Mishnayos, the first four Mishnayos in the Perek Tes, are going to also discuss various halachos, and they're not going to necessarily bring proofs to their opinions, but they're simply going to bring nice ideas and nice ramaz and nice hints that sort of allude to what their opinions are. We're going to begin here with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Now, by way of introduction to the halacha that we're going to learn today, on a Torah level, a person is not allowed to benefit in any way, shape, or form from an idol or any object that was worshipped as an idol, whether it was a building, whether it was a tree, and so on. Not only can't you benefit from it, but you actually have an obligation to destroy anything that was used for avodah zarah, to destroy anything that was used for idolatry. Beyond this, the Chachamim made a further gezerah that anything that is worshipped has a status of tumah. It's considered to be tameh, it's considered to be impure, it has the potential to make you tameh, to make you impure if you come into contact with it. Now there is a machlokas though, what level of tumah does something that was worshipped have? According to the Chacham, the rabbis made a decree that a worshipped object, that something that was used for avodah zarah, transfers tumah only to those things that it actually touches. If you worship this doll, if you touch the doll, then you become tameh. However, Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that the Chacham imposed a decree upon these worshipped objects, a more strict type of tumah, which is referred to as tumas masa, meaning to say that a person becomes tameh even if he simply carries an object without actually touching it. So if you were to put it in a box, or if you were to put it on sort of some sort of a gurney or a stretcher, then you would become tummy even if you don't actually touch the item itself. So our Mishnah here in Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph is going to bring a little bit of a hint, according that sort of helps and supports the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that there is this additional tumah samasa, this carrying tumah that exists when it comes to an item that was used for avodah zarah. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, Rabbi Akiva says, Minayin la'avodah zarah, Shemitama b'masa kanida. From where do we know that the halacha is that an idol or anything that was worshipped for avodah zarah makes a person tamei even when he carries it in a box without actually touching an item, similar to a nida? The halacha is that a nida, that a woman who's tamei because she had various blood and so on leave her body and therefore she becomes tamei. So the same thing is true when it comes to a nida, that a nida can make someone or something tamei even if she didn't actually touch the person or the thing, but if she simply carried it. So from where do we know, says Rabbi Akiva, the halacha of tumas masa by nida is also applied to the case of anything that was worshipped for avodah zarah. Shneimar, as the pasuk tells us, also in Sefer Yeshaya, Tizrim kmo dava tzei tomer lo. The pasuk says that you're going to send them away as you should a nida, and you're going to say to it, meaning to the idol, go out, get out of here. And the Mishnah says, ma nida matam b'masa, just like a nida has tumas masa, that if she carries something, then she transmits tumah, she transmits impurity to it, even if it doesn't touch her physically. Af avodah zarah mitama b'masa. The same is true when it comes to an item that was used for avodah zarah. It makes a person tummy through carrying it in a box, even if he didn't actually touch it directly. Now we're going to begin with Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. We discuss another type of support for another halacha related to the laws of tumah and tahara. Says the Mishnah, minayin l'svina shehi tahor. How do we know that a boat, remains pure when it comes into contact that is tamei? The halacha is based on the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kelim that most utensils that are used as containers become tamei when they come into contact with anything that is a source of tuma. Now, although a ship is a container, there is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, a law that came directly from Moshe, an oral tradition, Torah Shebaal Peh, from the oral law, that ships cannot become tamei even when all the usual conditions for becoming tamei are met, even when they do come into contact. contact with something tamei. So the Mishnah is trying to find a proof for this halacha l'moshe misina, for this law that a ship does not become tamei, even though really technically it's also a container. Shneamar, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Mishle, written by Shlomo HaMelech, Derech Ania Belev Yom, that the pasuk says specifically that there are four things that vanish, that disappear without a trace whatsoever. And one of the things listed on in this pasuk is the path of a ship in the heart of a sea. It's referring, of course, to the ripples that a ship make in the water that vanish as soon as the ship passed. And this is mentioned in this pasuk in Sefer Mishle. So the pasuk could have simply said that the path of a ship is something that disappears. What is the point of adding the obvious fact that the path is in the sea, obviously? Then where else would the boat be? So the point must be, says the Mishnah, to teach us that ships have something in common with the sea. And just as the sea cannot become tamei, so too a boat cannot become tamei. Again, a little bit of a support for this halacha l'moshe misina that boats do not become tamei in the sea, even when they come into contact with something tamei. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude with one additional halacha that we're going to try and find support for, and we're going to enter the world now of the halachos of kilayim, like we learned in Sefer Zerahim. There's a prohibition against planting different types of species of seeds together. And now we're going to explain, again, based on Psukim, how five species of seeds are allowed to be planted in a small garden patch without violating the halachos, the laws of Kilayim. Says the Mishnah, Minayin la'aruga shishisha al shisha tvachim, shezorun besocha chamisha zeronin. From where do we know? What is the support for the fact that a little patch of garden whose area measures 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim may be planted with 5 different types of seeds without violating the halachos of kilayim? Arba bi arba aruchos haruga, that you could have when different seeds are planted on the outer 4 sides of the patch, ve'echa be'emtza, and one seed of another type of a plant is planted in the center. How do we know that worked? That's permitted, and that's not against the halachos of kilayim. Says the Mishnah Shneimar, as the pasuk says, kicha aretz totzi tzimcha uchagana zeru'eha satzmiach. The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshaya that for the earth gives forth its plant, and like a garden causes its seed to grow. Says the Mishnah, Zara lo ne'emar ella zeru'eha. The singular expression of its seed doesn't say in the pasuk. It doesn't say that its seed is sprouting. It says seeds. This clearly teaches us, says the Mishnah, that at least 2 species of seed may be planted in a single garden. And since the pasuk continues to mention 3 more words that also relate to the growth or vegetation of various plants, this clearly indicates 2 plus 3 is 5. Then you could have a total of 5 different types of plants planted in a single garden patch that are 6 by 6 tfachim that violate the halachos of kilayim. Quick review: Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, discuss the source for Rabbi Akiva's opinion that the halacha of a tumas masa applies to anything that was worshipped, anything that was served as a avodah zara as well, that if you carry it, the halacha of tumah applies to it. It's not only like the chacham that if you come into contact, but carrying as well would make you tamei, and that is the source for Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And then Perek Tes discussed 2 areas of halacha. Number 1 was the source that a boat does not become tamei even if it comes into contact with a dead body. That which is a halacha l'moshe misina. It's a halacha that we know through the Torah Shabbat, the oral law, but it's nice to base ourselves a little bit on some psukim. And then the next part of the mission taught us that how do you know that you're allowed to plant 5 different types of plants in a 6 by 6 little garden patch in your property, and you're without violating the halacha of kilayim. So we said it's also based on psukim. You could have a row of plants on each of the 4 borders. Then you could have a row of plants in the middle of the. You could plant seeds in the middle of the garden patch, and that is sufficient. And that is the support again for that halacha as well. Have a great day.